Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show. The Good Life. Holy Quran Hour. Alhamdulillah. The Good Life. Holy Quran Hour. In support of the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM University of Space Exploration. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM University of Space Exploration. This is a school that we are building here right now. It's online, a school, and we're building it. So far, we have a very beautiful, alhamdulillah, website. We want to open up by giving all praise and all thanks to Almighty God Allah, the creator of everything, the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything. And we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. We say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin, Iyyaka Na'budu wa Iyyaka Nasta'in, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim, Siratal Ladina An'amta 'Alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi 'Alayhim Waladdallin. Amin. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Again, we bear witness and testify that there is no God but the one true, everlasting, all-powerful, omnipotent God, Allah, alhamdulillah. We forever give him all the praise and thanks to him. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. All the beautiful names belong to Allah. Alhamdulillah. And we give our praise and thanks. I repeat, we can never repeat enough the magnificence and glory and thanks that we give to Almighty God Allah, the creator of everything. Alhamdulillah. Sun, the moon, the stars. So we say Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. We say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Our schedule, we're opening up by excuse me one second. Opening up by reading the Holy Quran, Holy Quran Sharif, and we are trying to follow the 30 juice. I wonder what the plural of that is. I got to look that up. But the 30 juice, right now, we should be at today's Saturday. I think we either are 16th or 17th juice. I'm looking at a calendar that I acquired, a Muslim calendar. But I think it may be off. It may be a little bit off. So consult the Islamic Center of Hawthorne's monthly calendar, which I've been following now for several years. And today is Saturday, the 29th. And according to their calendar, we should be at Shaul 17. So Shaul 17, alhamdulillah, Shaul 17 should be, looking for Shaul 17. All praises be to Allah. We should be on page 795, somewhere between 795 and 800. So, this Yusuf Ali Holy Quran here, if you have the Yusuf Ali, it's kind of really organized. This, yes, and Al-Anbiya, the prophets, on page 795, Surah 21. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Islamic Center of Hawthorne, for your prayer schedule for May 2021, which is Ramadan and Shawwal 1442. Closer and closer to mankind comes their reckoning, and yet they heed not and they turn away. Never comes aught to them of a renewed message from their Lord, but they listen to it as in jest. Their hearts toying as with trifles, the wrongdoers conceal their private counsel, saying, is this one more than a man like yourselves? Will you go to witchcraft with your eyes open? Say, my Lord knoweth every word spoken in the heavens and on earth. He is the one that heareth and knoweth all things. Nay, they say, these are medleys of dreams. Nay, he forged it. Nay, he is but a poet. Let him then bring us a sign like the ones that were sent to prophets of old. As to those before them, not one of the populations which we destroyed believe, will these believe. Before thee also, the messengers we sent were but men to whom we granted inspiration. If you realize this not, ask of those who possess the message. Nor did we give them bodies that ate no food. Nor did we give them bodies that ate no food. Nor were they exempt from death. In the end, we fulfilled to them our promise, and we saved them and those whom we pleased. But we destroyed those who transgressed beyond bounds. We have revealed for you, O men, a book in which is a message for you. Will you not then understand? Alhamdulillah, we are reading from the Holy Quran Sharif. We're reading Al-Anbiya, Surah 21. We're on page 797. And we're inviting anybody who wants to read along with us to get your Holy Quran. Yusuf Ali, Abdullah Yusuf Ali edition, and follow along on page 797, and then take your turn. What we'll try to do is read sections at a time. I read a section, you read a section. How many were the populations we utterly destroyed because of their iniquity, setting up in their places other peoples? Yet when they felt our punishment coming, behold, they tried to flee from it. Flee not, but return to the good things of this life which were given you and to your homes, in order that ye may be called to account. They said, ah, woe to us. We were indeed wrongdoers, and that cry of theirs ceased not till we made them as a field that is mown, as ashes silent and quenched. Not for idle sport did we create the heavens and the earth and all that is between. Alhamdulillah. Let me read that again. Not for idle sport did we create the heavens and the earth and all that is between. If it had been our wish to take just a pastime, we should surely have taken it things nearest to us if we would do such a thing. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to make a note here. Alhamdulillah, to talk to you a little bit about the Corpus Quran, alhamdulillah. Okay, all praise be to Allah. Write that down. Alhamdulillah. Just bear with me a second here to get this back on track. Alhamdulillah. It's such a blessing to be able to population be destroyed because of their iniquities. Alhamdulillah. City of Christ, he's not. Not, alhamdulillah, not for idle sport. I'm on page 798. I'm sorry. I had a little mishap here. Not for idle sport did we create the heavens and the earth and all that is between. If it had been our wish to take just the pastime, we should surely have taken it from the things nearest to us, if we would do such a thing. Nay, we hurled the truth against falsehood, and it knocks out its brains, and behold, falsehood doth perish. O woe be to you for the false thing he ascribed to us. To him belongs all creatures in the heavens and on earth. Even those who are in his very presence are not too proud to serve him, nor are they ever weary of his service. They celebrate his praises night and day, nor do they ever flag or intermit, or have they taken for worship gods from the earth who can raise the dead. If there were in the heavens and on earth other gods besides Allah, there would have been confusion in both. But glory to Allah, the Lord of the throne. High is he above what they attribute to him. He cannot be questioned for his acts, but they will be questioned for theirs. Or have they taken for worship other gods besides him? Say, bring your convincing proof. This is the message of those with me and the message of those before me. For most of them know not the truth and so turn away. Alhamdulillah. I'm at number 25. Not a messenger did we send before thee without the inspiration sent by us to him, that there is no God but I. Therefore, worship and serve me. Alhamdulillah. I'm turning the page here on 799, going on to 800. And they say, Allah, most gracious, has begotten offspring. Glory to him. They are but servants raised to honor. They speak not before he speaks, and they act in all things by his command. God, what a blessing here. They speak not before he speaks, and they act in all things by his command. He knows what is before them and what is behind them, and they offer no intercession except for those who are acceptable, and they stand in awe and reverence of his glory. If any of them should say, I am a god besides him, such a one we should reward with hell. Thus will we reward those who do wrong. Alhamdulillah. This is Section 3 on page 801. Let me consult the board here and see what we have. Alhamdulillah, Rabbul Alameen. Maybe we have other listeners who wants to read with us. Alhamdulillah, Rabbul Alameen. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah, Rabbul Alameen. Praise be to Allah. Allahu Akbar. See what we have here. All praise be to Allah. Allahu Akbar. sage and teacher of Allah. Alhamdulillah. Okay, alhamdulillah. All right, bro. We're at section 3 here. Alhamdulillah. And we do, I do see my brother here. Oh, wow, let's see. Let's see here. I do see my brother here. Brother Rashad, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Let's see. We're trying to bring you into the queue. You see your hand up. As-salamu alaykum. Are you reading right here, section 3?
What are you at? Is that section
3? On page 801.
Yeah.
801.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Uzubahi Mina Shaitana Rajim. Bismillah. Do not the unbelievers see that the heavens and the earth were joined together as one unit of creation? Before we clothed them asunder, we made from water every living thing. Will they not then believe? And we have set on the earth mountains standing firm, lest it should shake with them. And we have made therein broad highways between mountains for them to pass through that they may receive guidance. And we have made the heavens as a canopy well guarded, yet do they turn away from the signs which these things point to. It is he who created the night and the day and the sun and the moon. All the celestial bodies swim along, each in its rounded course. We granted not to any man before the permanent life here. If then thou shouldest die, would they live permanently? Every soul shall have a taste of death, and we test you by evil and by good by way of trial. To us must ye return. When the unbelievers see thee, they treat thee not except with ridicule. Is this, they say, the one who talks of your gods? And they blaspheme at the mention of Allah, most gracious. Man is a creature of haste. Soon enough will I show you my sign. Then you will not ask me to hasten them. They say, when will this promise come to pass, if you are telling the truth? If only the unbelievers knew the time when they would not be able to ward off the fire from their faces, nor yet from their backs, and when no help can reach them. Nay, it may come to them all of a sudden and confound them. No power will they have then to avert it, nor will they then get respite. Mock with many messengers before thee, but their scoffers were hemmed then by the theme that they mocked.
Alhamdulillah. Section 4.
Section 4.
You save by night and by day from the wrath of Allah, most gracious. Yet they turn away from the mention of their Lord. Or have they gods that can guard them from us? They have no power to aid themselves, nor can they be defended from us. Nay, we gave the good things of this life these men and their fathers until the period grew long for them. See they not that we gradually reduced the land in their control from its outlying borders? Is it then they who will win? Say, I do but warn you according to the revelation, but the deaf will not hear the call, even when they are warned. If but a breath of the wrath of thy Lord do touch them, they will then say, woe to us, we did wrong indeed. We shall set up scales of justice for the day of judgment so that not a soul will be dealt with unjustly in the least. And if there be no more than the weight of a mustard seed, we will bring it to account. Are we to take account? In the past, we granted to Moses and Aaron the criterion for judgment and a light and a message for those who would do right. those who fear their Lord in their most secret thoughts, and who hold our judgment in awe. And this is a blessed message which we have sent down. We then reject it. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Go ahead, brother. I'm on page 806, section 5.
Okay, I kind of closed it up and just was listening to you.
Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, this is shared responsibility here, brother. Inshallah. Section 5, number 51, page 806.
Oh, okay. Uzu Vlaimir Shaitan Rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. He bestowed aforetime on Abraham his rectitude of conduct, and well were we acquainted with him. Behold, he said to his fathers and his people, what are these images to which ye are so assiduously devoted? They said, we found our fathers worshiping them. He said, indeed, ye have been in manifest error, ye and your fathers. They said, have ye brought us the truth? Lord, are you one of those who jest? He said, nay, your Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth, he who created them from nothing. And I am a witness to this truth. And by Allah, I have a plan for your idols after you go away and turn your backs. So he broke into pieces all but the biggest of them, yet they may turn and address themselves to it. They said, who has done this to our gods? He must indeed be some man of impiety. They said, we heard you talk of them. He is called Abraham. They said, then bring him before the eyes of the people, that they may bear witness. They said, art thou the one who did this to our gods, O Abraham? He said, nay, this was done by, this is their biggest one. Ask them if they can speak intelligently. So they turned to themselves and said, surely, you are the ones in the wrong. Then were they confounded with shame. They said, thou knowest full well that these idols do not speak. Abraham said, do you then worship besides Allah things that can neither be of any good to you, nor do you harm? Fie on you, and upon the things that you worship besides Allah, have ye no sense? They said, burn him, and protect your gods. If you do anything at all, we said, O fire, be thou cool and a means of safety for Abraham. Then they sought a stratagem against him, but we made them the ones that lost most. But we delivered him and his nephew Lot and directed them to the land which we have blessed for the nations. And we bestowed on him Isaac, and as an additional gift, a grandson Jacob. And we made righteous men of every one of them. And we made them leaders, guided men by our command, and we sent them inspiration to do good deeds, to establish regular prayers and to practice regular charity. And they constantly served us and us only. And to Lot, too, we gave judgment and knowledge. And we saved him from the town which practiced abominations. Truly, they were people given to evil, a rebellious people. And we admitted him to our mercy, for he was one of the righteous.
Alhamdulillah, section 6, number 76. Remember Noah, when he cried to us after time, we listened to his prayer and delivered him and his family from great distress. We helped him against people who rejected our signs. Truly, they were a people given to evil. So we drowned them in the flood altogether. And remember David and Solomon, when they gave judgment in the matter of the field into which the sheep of certain people had strayed by night, we did witness their judgment. Through Solomon, we inspired the right understanding of the matter. To each of them, we gave judgment and knowledge. It was our power that made the hills and the birds celebrate our praises. With David, it was we who did all these things. It was we who taught him the making of coats of mail for your benefit to guard you from each other's violence We then be grateful. It was our power that made the violent, unruly wind flow tamely for Solomon, to his order, to the land which we had blessed, for we do know all things. And of the evil ones were some who died for him and did other work besides. And it was we who guarded them. And remember Job, when he cried to his Lord, truly distress has seized me, for thou art the most merciful of those that are, alhamdulillah, it was distress has seized me, but thou art the most merciful of those that are merciful. So we listened to him. We removed the stress that was on him, and we restored his family to him and doubled their number as a grace from ourselves and a theme for commemoration for all who serve us. And remember Ismail, Idris, Zul al-Kafir, all men of constancy and patience. We admitted them to our mercy, for they were of the righteous ones. And remember Du al-Nun, when he departed in wrath. He imagined that we had no power over him, but he cried through the depths of darkness, there is no God but thou. Glory to thee. I was indeed wrong. So we listened to him and delivered him from distress, and thus do we deliver those who have faith. And remember Zechariah, when he cried to his Lord, O my Lord, leave me not without offspring, though thou art the best of inheritors. So we listened to him, and we granted him Yahya. We cured his wife's barrenness for him. These three were ever quick in emulation and good works. They used to call on us with love and reverence and humble themselves before us. And remember her who guarded her chastity. We breathed into her of our spirit, and we made her and her son a sign for all peoples. Verily, this brotherhood of yours is a single brotherhood, and I am your Lord and cherish you. Therefore, serve me and no others. And later generations cut off their affairs of unity one from another, yet will they all return to us. Okay, we write this section 7, page 816. Let's see who else is we have here. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. Let's continue, brother. Alhamdulillah. This is so great. This is so, it make me feel good. Brother Rashad, number 94.
Yeah. Oh no! Go ahead on and continue on, brother. Cause I'm just listening to you. Go ahead on, continue on. The book is kind of big, and I'm in a chair, so I'm just enjoying listening. Go ahead. Maybe some other brother, you know, brother Muhammad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. If they, you know,
is brother Muhammad on the line?
Okay. Not yet. They are just. Leaving off the lifeline, so it may be something. But inshallah, this is a good program, and we're supporting this. Sister Claire Muhammad, STEM University of Space Exploration. Boy, I say it sometimes it's scary, but alhamdulillah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, and thank you very much for your input, and thank you very much for your support and your idea.
Uh-huh.
That's the main thing. And who I'm on section 7, number 94. Whoever works any act of righteousness and has faith, his endeavor will not be rejected. We shall record it in his favor. But there is a ban on any population which we have destroyed, and they shall not return until the Gog and Magog people, their barrier, and they swiftly swarm from every hill. Then will the true promise draw nigh of fulfillment. Then behold, the eyes of the unbelievers will fixedly stare in horror. Ah, woe to us. We were indeed heedless of this. Nay, we truly did wrong. Verily, ye unbelievers and the false gods that ye worship besides Allah are but fuel for hell. for it will ye surely come. To it will ye surely come. If these had been gods, they would not have got there, and each one of them, but each one will abide therein. Their sobbing will be their lot, nor will they there hear aught else. Those for whom the good record for months has gone before will be moved far therefrom. Not the slightest sound will they hear of hell. Not the slightest sound will they hear of hell. What their souls desire, in that will they dwell. The great terror will bring them no grief, but the angels will meet them with mutual greeting. This is your day, the day that you were promised, the day that we roll up the heavens like a scroll, rolled up for books completed. Even as we produce the first creation, so shall we produce a new one, a promise we have undertaken. Truly shall we fulfill it. Before this, we wrote in the Psalms, after the message given to Moses, my servants, the righteous, shall inherit the earth. Verily, in this Quran is a message for people who would truly worship Allah, who sent thee not but as a mercy for all creatures. Say, by inspiration, is that your God is one God. Will you therefore bow to his will in Islam? But if they turn back, say, I have proclaimed the message to you all alike and in truth, but I know not whether that which you were promised is near or far. It is he who knows what is open in speech and what ye hide in your hearts. I know not but that it may be a trial for you and a grant of worldly livelihood to you for a time. Say, O my Lord, judge thou in truth. Our Lord, most gracious, is the one whose assistance should be sought against the blasphemy ye utter. I'm turning the page. I'm on page 819. Turn the page here. And they're kind of stuck together. And that's the end of that surah. And we're coming up to surah 22. And the time is 5:33. Let's start and let's read. I'll read one more section. And then we'll go on to the 99 names. Alhamdulillah. Wallahi min shaitan rajim. Where it's called Al-Hajj, the pilgrimage, Surah 22, page 821. O mankind, fear your Lord, for the convulsion of the hour of judgment will be a terrible thing. A thing terrible, he says. O mankind, fear your Lord. For the convulsion of the hour of judgment will be a thing terrible. The day we shall see it, every mother giving suck shall forget her suckling babe, and every pregnant female shall drop her load unformed. Thou shalt see mankind as in a drunken riot, yet not drunk, but dreadful will be the wrath of Allah. And yet among men there are such as dispute about Allah without knowledge, and follow every evil one obstinate in rebellion. But the evil one, it is decreed that whoever turns to him for friendship, him will he lead astray, and he will guide him, and he will guide him to the penalty of the fire. O mankind, if ye have a doubt about the resurrection, consider that we created you out of dust, then out of sperm, then out of a leech-like clot, then out of a chewed-like flesh, partly formed and partly unformed, in order that we may manifest our power to you. We cause whom we will to rest in the wombs for an appointed term. Then do we bring you out as babes, then foster you, that you may reach your age of full strength, and some of you are called to die. And some are sent back to the feeblest old age, so that they know nothing after having known much. And further, thou seest the earth barren and lifeless. But when we pour down rain on it, it is stirred to life. It swells, and it puts forth every kind of beautiful growth in pairs. This is so because Allah is the reality. It is He who gives life to the dead. It is He who has power over all things. And verily the hour will come. There can be no doubt about it or about the fact that Allah will raise up all who are in the grave. Yet there is among men such a one as disputes about Allah without knowledge, without guidance, without a book of enlightenment, disdainfully bending his side in order to lead men astray from the path of Allah. For him there is disgrace in this life, and on the day of judgment we shall make him taste the penalty of a burning fire. It will be said, this is because of the deeds which thy hand sent forth. For verily Allah is not unjust to his servants. Okay, alhamdulillah. Yes, all praise be to Allah. Rabbil Alameen. Lord, Lord, of the truth and righteousness, gives life and death. Alhamdulillah. Let's see if we could transition into the 99 names. All right, bro. Yeah, it seems like, alhamdulillah, Brother Rashad, this is a good practice here because this is going to, inshallah, keep me disciplined, keep me disciplined, and into the Quran, you know?
Oh, without a doubt.
You know, we'll be able to do some things. Let me see. All right. I like that. Let's see. It's going to help me try to get organized because I got so many things I'm trying to shuffle here that it's going to force me to get a little organization in my life a little bit more, get me that sister, you know, help me. All right, bro. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. I hope I have it. All right. Second here. Brother Rashad, did the newspaper come? Did Mikhail bring the paper?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, man, what did I do with my 99 names? Just a second here, brother. Yeah, and the brother is making more progress with that website. Right now, Brother Rashad, it's only me and you on the line. I have it.
Oh,
okay. It's only me and you on the line. The other brother's probably going to come through. I really appreciate that support from Brother Muhammad Sharif and the other brother, Muhammad, and, you know, Daiya and Shuja. Shuja likes to listen to the Juma. You know, he tunes into the Juma that Brother Muhammad Khatib does. And I see his name on there, alhamdulillah. Yeah. Okay, like you like that introduction by Imam Muhammad. Let's read that again, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah, alhamdulillah. Get a little sip of water here. It says, Allah, praise be to Allah, the creator of Khalik, who is all power and who rules alone, the everlasting, eternal, all-knowing, who guides his servants toward the true path. Allah transcends everything. There is nothing like him, nor does he resemble anything, and he cannot be divided or measured. He is free from He is free from change, rest, and all limitations of time and space. He does not increase, nor does he diminish. He is now as he is always has been. He is above heaven, earth, and all creation. He is present everywhere, and he is always near to every man or woman than the jugular vein. Nothing is in Allah, nor can he be contained. Allah expresses his existence through his creatures. Allah is the great destroyer, the Lord of the entire universe and everything in it. He is without fault or failure. Hold on 1 second. Let me take a look at somebody who is texting me. Let's see. No? Allah Akbar. Allah is the great destroyer, the Lord of the entire universe and everything in it. He is without fault or failure, sleep, disease, or death. He is unique and unrivaled in creation, for he has determined the provisions of life and death for every being, and nothing can escape his incomprehensible power. Allah says in the Holy Quran, with him are the keys of the unseen, the treasures that none knows but he. He knows whatever there is on the earth and in the sea. Not a leaf falls but with his knowledge. Allah's knowledge is without limit. Everything happening between the deepest abyss on earth and the highest heaven is known to him. The smallest atom in the universe is known to him. He knows all that is open and secret, all thoughts and every contrivance of the devil. His knowledge is eternal and perfect. Nothing comes into being without the power, order, permission, and will of Allah. Everything, whether small or great, good or evil, beneficial or harmful, true or false, known or unknown to us, sinful or virtuous, occurs by his leave. Whatever Allah wills comes into being, and what he does not will cannot exist. No man may follow Allah's commands without his permission, nor may any man escape Allah's will. No one can rescind Allah's command. Man, jinn, angel, and devil are all powerless to move a single atom from its proper place without his permission or will. For everything has a time appointed, a place fixed by Allah. There is no obstacle to Allah's will. It is unlimited, as are his other attributes. All actions proceed from Allah. The world, human beings, jinn, angels, and all things were created by Allah, and they exist by his power alone. Although Allah's actions and judgments are beyond the understanding of man, Allah is wise and just. He brought creation into existence because of his wisdom and justice, not because of a sense of necessity. Thus, obedience to Allah, as expressed through his prophets who conveyed his injunctions and prohibitions, is enjoined upon all his creatures. The Holy Quran says, the most beautiful names belong to Allah, so call on him by them. In Arabic, Allah is an unalterable proper noun. It is not masculine, feminine, or plural. Why? When any letter is omitted, those which remain will refer to Allah and maintain the purity of his name. The name Allah is rich in meaning. In other words, the unseen, the light, the highest, the merciful, and the most merciful. Allah is merciful to the believers and unbelievers alike, but in the hereafter, he is most merciful to the believers. Allah is the worshipped one in whom both the common man and the elite take refuge. Although he is above our comprehension and imagination, he is known to us by his attributes and signs. It says in the Holy Quran, no just estimate have they made of Allah, such as is due to him. Allah's attributes are greater than those of his creatures. He is the all-hearing, As-Sami, the all-seeing, Al-Basir, the creeping of a black ant on a black rock, and the flight of a black moth in the darkest night are seen and heard by him. Nothing, however scanty or subtle it may be, escapes his sight and hearing. Distance and nearness are the same to Allah, for he is the aware, al-Khabir. Darkness cannot obstruct his sight, for he sees without eyes, just as he catches without hands and creates without instruments. The Holy Quran says, lo, nothing in the earth or in the heavens is hidden from Allah. Allah's speech is unlike the speech of created beings. It is eternal and has nothing to do with sound, the movement of air, lips, or tongue. The Holy Quran, the Bible, the Gospel, and the Psalms in their pure form are books given by Allah. Though the words of the Holy Quran may be recited, written on paper, and preserved in the human heart, the Holy Quran exists eternally with Allah. Just as the prophets of Allah heard his words without sound or language, so shall the righteous see him without body or form in the hereafter. When we study the attributes of Allah, we can readily see how they can influence the development of human character. We should emulate the divine attributes which are fitting for us as servants and slaves of Allah, and we should take the supreme character as shown in the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, as our example. Allah said to Prophet Muhammad, O my servants, you will not attain harming me so as to harm me, and you will not attain benefiting me as to benefit me. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as pious as the most pious heart of any one man of you, that would not increase my kingdom in anything. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to be as wicked as the most wicked heart of any one man of you, that would not decrease my kingdom in anything. O my servants, were the first of you and the last of you, the human of you and the jinn of you, to rise up in one place and make a request in me, were I to give everyone what he requested, that would not decrease what I have. Alhamdulillah. He is Allah al-Rahman, the most merciful, beneficent, the most gracious, al-Rahim. Number two, the most merciful, the most compassionate, Al-Malik, the divine king, the sovereign lord, Al-Qudus, the holy, the pure. Number five, As-Salam, source of peace, the owner of peace, Alhamdulillah, Al-Mu'min, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Al-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Qudus, As-Salam, Al-Mu'min, the faithful, the truthful. Number seven, Al-Muhaymin, the protector, the vigilant, the watcher. Al-Aziz, the mighty, the unique, the undefeatable. Al-Jabbar, the compeller, the strong, one who sets things aright. Number 10, Al-Mutakabir, Al-Mutakabir, the majestic, the haughty, the possessor of greatness, the proud, the independent. Number 11, Al-Khaliq, the creator. Number 12, Al-Bari, the producer, the maker, the fashioner, the creator of the soul. 13, Al-Musawir, the designer, the fashioner. Al-Ghafar, the forgiver. Al-Qahar, the subduer. Al-Wahhab, the bestower, the grantor. Al-Razak, the provider. Al-Fatah, the revealer, the conqueror, the opener. Al-Alim, the all-knowing. Number 20, Al-Kabid. Al-Kabid, the constrictor, the restrainer. Number 21, Al-Basit, the expander. Number 22, Al-Khafid, the abaser. Number 23, Al-Rafi, the exalted, the ennobler. Al-Mu'iz, the honorer, the strengthener. Al-Mutil, the dishonorer, the humiliator. Number 26, As-Sami. As-Sami is the all-hearing. Al-Basir, the all-seeing. Number 28, Al-Hakam. Al-Hakam, the judge. Number 29, Al-Azl, the just. Number 30, Al-Latif, the benevolent, the kind, the subtle one. 31, Al-Shabir, the sagacious, the aware. Number 32, Al-Halim, the forbearing one. Number 33, Al-Azim, the accessible, the great one, the mighty. Al-Ghafur, the all-forgiving. Hur, the very appreciative. Al-Ali, the high. Al-Kabir, the great. Al-Hafiz, the preserver, the vigilant, the guardian. 39, Al-Muqit, the maintainer, the nourisher, the determiner. Number 40, Al-Hafiz, the reckoner. Al-Jalil, the sublime one, the majestic, the revered, our Kareem, the generous one, 42. 43, our Rakib, the watchful, the guardian. 44, Al-Mujib, the responder. Number 45, Al-Wafi, the all-embracing, the omnipresent. Al-Hakim, the wise. Number 47, Al-Wadud, the very loving. 48, Al-Majid, the most glorious one. Number 49, Al-Ba'ith, the resurrector. 50, Al-Shahid, the witness. 51, Al-Haq, the truth. 52, Al-Wakil, the trustee. 53, Al-Kawi, the strong, the almighty. 54, Al-Mateen, the firm one, the unshakable. 55, Al-Walid, the protecting friend, the patron, the support. 56, Al-Hamid, the praiseworthy. Al-Muqsi, the reckoner, the accountant. 58, Al-Mubdi, the originator, the initiator. Alhamdulillah. Al-Mu'i, the restorer. Al-Mukhi, number 60, the creator of life. Number 61, Al-Mukmi, the creator of death. 62, Al-Hay, the alive, the ever-living. Al-Qayyum, the self-subsisting. Self-subsisting, that's like do for self, right? Al-Qayyum. Al-Wajid, Al-Wajid, it's a leaf after death. Wow. The finder, the revealer, the opulent. Al-Majid, the noble, the sublime. 66, Al-Wahid, the unique one. Al-Ahad, the one, the only. As-Samad, the eternal, impenetrable. Al-Qadir, the able, the powerful, the omnipotent. Al-Muqtadir, the all-powerful, the able. Al-Muqadim, the expediter, the presenter. Al-Mu'akir, the delayer, Al-Awal, the first, the before. 74, Al-Akhir, the last, the after. That's Al-Akhir, the hereafter. Al-Zahir, the manifest, the apparent. Al-Batin, right. Al-Batin, the hidden. Al-Wali, the reigning, the supporter. Al-Muta'ali, the most exalted, the supreme. Al-Bar, the source of piety, the pure. Al-Tawab, the acceptor of repentance. Al-Mutakim, the avenger. The Al-Afu, the pardoner. Al-Rauf, the compassionate. That's number 83. Al-Malikul Mulk, the eternal owner of sovereignty, the king of the universe. Al-Jalal wal-Ikram, the lord of majesty and bounty, the possessor of the highest reverence. Al-Muqsit, the equitable, the impartial. Al-Jami, the gatherer. Al-Ghani, the self-sufficient, the independent, the rich. I like that. Alhamdulillah. Al-Ghani, the self-sufficient, the independent, the rich. Al-Mukni, the enricher. Al-Mani, the preventer, the prohibitor. 91, Al-Dar, the distressor, the afflicted. An-Nafi, the propitious, the beneficial. An-Nur, the light. Al-Hadi, the guide. Number 95, Al-Badi, the wonderful originator, the creator, the inventor. Number 96, Al-Baki, the ever-listening, the enduring. Number 97, Al-Warif, the supreme inheritor. Al-Warif Deen, 97, Al-Warif, the supreme inheritor. 98, Al-Rashid, the guide to the right path. Al-Sabur, the very patient. Alhamdulillah. These are 99 names of Allah, the Imam Walid-Fuddin Muhammad, alhamdulillah. We see my brother in the queue. We see my brothers in the queue. Let's get, alhamdulillah, let's get Brother Rashad first. Brother Rashad, alhamdulillah, you had your hand up, my brother. Yes, sir. Brother Rashad.
Yes, sir.
You got the floor.
Yes.
And I see you, Brother Muhammad from Columbus. I see you there. Brother Rashad. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I saw your hand up. I saw you at...
I had just lost power, then I just tuned back in. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Brother Brother Muhammad from Columbus. Alhamdulillah. From Columbus. Brother Muhammad.
As-salam.
Yes, sir. You got
As-salam alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Yeah, as-salam to both of y'all this morning. We thank Allah that you give us life. Again, the opportunity to at least let our mind expand and let it sink in the good life. The Holy Quran hour. And just to savor that and let that go over and over again in our heart. You know, for at least for those of us here in the United States of America, and we know everybody don't know everything, but the title of this program right here, The Good Life, The Holy Quran Hour. It is so inspirational. Because even in this title itself, it shows that we are making progress. And in the far as the English translation of the Quranic Arabic, we only have one more step to go. Inshallah, somewhere along the line, we pray Allah will bless us to get used to using the language of the right life, the Holy Quran hour. So there will be no more doubt about what is the responsibilities of the believers to propagate and make sure this word get out. That there ain't but one God. The Holy Quran is the last revelation. Prophet Muhammad is the last example. And even in our days and times, Allah has shown his mercy to America and the world by raising one from amongst us to call us to the good life, the Holy Quran hour. And this is the residue. Like I said, we haven't finished yet. That's why Imam Muhammad said, I want you to take me to a better place. Because our acceptance of what Allah has prepared for us, we're getting close. But we still have our doubts, and we keep looking to our left, we keep looking to our right. And some of us, sometimes we even turn all the way around looking for any way to go except the straight way that leads to the good life. That's in the Quran, in the example of his human example of how to live it, get there, protect it, defend it, and to really appreciate that Allah gave us one from amongst us here in the United States of America that was a gift to all the world to call us all back to this path, to the good life. That's in the Quran. It's not in the Bible. It's not in the Torah. It's not in the books of Allah before the Quran because they have been contaminated. But this last revelation is what it means. It's the last time, especially the human being and the slave, ex-slave in America, that for you to get back to the good life before you see this world reach this day of judgment. And Allah has warned us, don't be caught out there looking to your left, to your right, or to the rear, trying to find a life better than the one I gave you a little over 1,400 years ago. And a human example of how to live it. And then again, as a mercy, he said, I raised one from amongst the people then, which was Prophet Isa. Called him to the one who will lead them into all truth. Counseled them. Help them like we have found out in 2021 that something is really the hell wrong with us. But we're working on it through Allah's mercy. All of our leadership in different areas of the United States of America has agreed something in the hell is wrong with the Islamic descendants and slaves here in America. There's something wrong with your descendants because they just can't believe how clear the good life is. We just feel like we just got to have some kind of hell in it, some kind of shortcoming in it, as if though Allah is not perfect. He's the only perfect thing that we know about the good life. He's the creator of it. So we pray Allah that we will enjoy this opportunity. What's that old saying they used to say? To separate the wheat from the tare. Because, see, because there's a difference between people who don't have guidance and they're looking for it, and then there's a difference between people who bear witness they have found it in one God whose name is Allah and Muhammad is his messenger. And then there's a difference between the one who does that witnessing, the Muslim that we call Muslim. He or her have made up their mind that they're thinking about putting their will in the will of Almighty God the Creator. And then there's the Mu'min, the one who believes in that declaration without compulsion to the whole world. He says, or she says, like in Al-Baqarah, there is no doubt in this declaration I've just made. None at all. And I have a book here that if anybody could create one anywhere near it and have confirmation of it like we do in the history of Almighty God, Allah, and his creation, then come on with it. But ain't nobody going to come with it because they can't. And if you can find a better example in all the human beings that Allah SWT has created, besides Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, come on with it. But that ain't going to happen either. So we must accept this opportunity to live the good life. According to the Quran and Sunnah, we don't see the people who try to live the life of the Bible. We see what kind of situation they in because they let it be contaminated by the whispers of Shaitan and those who follow that whisper. We see what the people of the Torah, what it has, they can't follow it to victory. Only those who follow and accept the guidance of the Quran, if you don't want to accept the reality of the Quran, it will give you peace. If you support and do not get in the way of Al-Islam, for everybody, every human being on this earth, we had that opportunity right now here in the good life, in the Holy Quran album. I was doing a little research before I came on board because this reality of the good life in the Holy Quran album will help us reestablish one of the most opportune educational systems in reality today. If we can help the schools of Universal Al-Islam founded by our beloved sister Claire Muhammad and those teachers who are now busy every day trying to teach a universal life to our children and any other children who want to attend those schools, it will come to pass. I found out that there's approximately, so they say, 1,000 teachers in America who are of the African descent. And out of that 36,000, we can say maybe 15% is Islamic African-American teachers who are teaching in some kind of Islamic school, either working in what we say, for lack of a better word, an immigrant school system, Islamic school system, where we know they have recruited a lot of our sisters through marriage and through other ways to get them involved in developing their must-have schools of what Al-Islam is about. It's not universal Al-Islam. It might be Shi'ite. It might be Ahmadiyya. It might be Hanif. But they got the women who Allah has intended, and the men who Allah has intended to carry on the banner and the covenant of establishing a universal Islam based upon the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad and all the knowledge God has backed it up with and supports it with, all of creation. If we can put a word out to them, a flyer, a memo, a nice article in the newspaper, that we know they're doing a good job, But see, in this situation, since this is the final revelation, 95% ain't going to get it. You have to be 100% behind the Quran and life example of Prophet Muhammad that Allah has given us to make this easy. If we want to stop all this going two steps forward and going back one step, going through all this doubt about how much of the good life of the Holy Quran we really want to leave, because a lot of us still love the Bible life. We love the spirit. We love the emotionalness of it. We like the intelligence of it. But we fail to realize those who are in control of this whole religion engages in alcohol, drugs, fornication, adultery, homosexuality. They condone it. They're not trying to do anything to counsel or educate the people in the Christian faith that that's wrong. They just tell them that it's wrong. But in the deeds and actions, they are passing laws every day to continue to keep them in the bad life, according to the contaminated Bible. The bad life, contaminated by the Torah, the Catholic Church, and all the other deeds that Allah has permitted the human being to follow in his or her own thoughts. But alhamdulillah, we have an opportunity now to establish the good life, strictly, unadulterated, unfornicated from the Quran, and go forward in helping everybody to purify their intentions. And when they purify their intentions, they'll find out that Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islamism is not the proper way to go if they are seeking the hereafter, without tasting some of the fire of hell for not being having the intestinal fortitude to have faith in Allah and Allah alone and His messenger. And those who He has sent and to call people to that over the last 1,400 some years. Do we really know what the meaning of the good life according to the Quran means? Talking about it, we're praying and we're hoping that it will happen, but we are doing it without sincerity because we know we're not really asking Allah to give it to us with no doubt, with no cohesion from our family, friends, people who are suffering, who are dependent on us, to be sincere about accepting this good life from the Quran and exemplify in human form on this earth without a doubt.
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah.
Oh, man, weakness, really? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. That's what I'm making.
SubhanAllah. If any, you know, it's, if anybody else want to make a statement, yeah, thank you, Brother Muhammad. If anybody else want to, if anybody just want to make a statement, if you are already in the queue, take yourself out of the queue, and then it'll be blank, and then bring your, and then press one again, and come back in the queue, and then I know you want to say something if you want to say something. But learn to take yourself out of the queue by pressing one, and then if you want to come back and say something again, press one on your phone, and it'll bring you back in the queue, and then I'll know that you want to say something fresh. Because you may have said something earlier and you want to say something fresh. Alhamdulillah. Continue, Brother Muhammad. Continue, please. I'm going to put myself on mute. I'm listening.
Shukran Allah. So getting back to that support for the universal Islam, Islamic system of law is prescribed for the human being for the last 1,400 years, and now he's given that opportunity for those of the Islamic slave descendants in America and those who want to support them, another opportunity to establish this universal life of Al-Islam, the laws that make it function, the universal law, and the creator of all of this that is standing. So when we look up in the sky like Ibrahim did, we see that all these great planets and things are up there by the will of Allah. So what other better place to be except in the will of Allah? That's where we need to go at. 36,000 some teachers that come from our experience here in America are working in the public school system, Catholic schools, Christian schools, schools in based on cultural believers who in Al-Islam. And we know just about a year or so ago, we know there was one Muslim was shooting an RPG in the schools of Muslim children. And how the Lord will act when he done it. So much for the respect and anger that they have developed for knowing that they are not following the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They know this. And the leadership that is under the influence of Satan and in their mind is denying this freedom to learn how to ask, beg Allah to let them have peace on earth and give them the intestinal fortitude to tell Satan no anytime he whispered to us, our children, our grandchildren, or any children in the world. 36,000 of them are working somewhere else. And all we got is 7 schools. With all the teachers, if all of them somewhere is making anywhere from maybe $42,000 to $45,000 a year, all the way up to maybe $110,000, because some of them are principals. Some of them are deans of certain schools. And if they just all sent $1 a week to reestablish in the University of Al-Islam, founded by Sister Claire Muhammad, you do the math. Multiply 52 times $36,000. I'm pretty sure there's enough money there to get the school system back to truth and also involve the parents in taking a second look at about being a community of believers who invite all to what is good and forbid what is wrong. And then there's the documentation of putting them in these schools and the documentation of the parents giving permission to put them in the school. Before you know it, according to the way it's supposed to be here on earth, Allah said, I gave you a book. I gave you something on paper to guide you. Give your brothers and sisters something on paper to guide them. Let them know that you are, and I'm speaking truthfully, you are the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wasn't supposed to have an Ummah, there was no way that we would be studying in the Hadith and from word of mouth how Prophet Muhammad was worried about his Ummah. Worried about the division that we would let come amongst ourselves from the shaitan, from the hypocrites among us. Would divide us so bad that we won't even think about the fact that we are supposed to be here establishing Deen al-Islam called the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam by Almighty God Allah. He would not give him permission to have an Ummah or talk about an Ummah if it wasn't supposed to come in realization in the last days. Now, we all admit that we're in the last days. And like I said, we're making $2 trillion a day, the Muslims in America. Not the Muslims around the world. We know they multiply that maybe 1,000 times. All them billionaires and trillionaires we got over all around the earth. And for some reason, they do not want to establish their salvation, their guarantee that they'll see the Jannah, by establishing Deen Allah, al-Islam, what Allah prefers for anybody who says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad al-Rasulullah. That is your destiny. And he has reinforced it for the last 1,400 years with mujahideens, with scholars, with muftis. And he's also given us support from other communities of faith who has the wrong faith in the wrong thing, but they still have enough sense to know that we are one human family. So they are supporting al-Islam in the world because they still want to be free too. Because they know there ain't no skin color around. Those people will oppress and kill each other. Fight each other. Every nationality on this earth does. Even the Africans done it to us. Invaded our village and helped the Spaniards and the English people a little over 500 years ago capture us, tie us up in chains, and brought us across the ocean, like Allah says in the Quran, for a miserable price. Let's quit being dumb because we turn away from the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad and the calling of Imam W. Imam, which the whole world will verify. Those are the religious community who got high understanding that God, Allah, does exist. And they have records of showing all the men who have been the prophets of Almighty God Allah and our beloved sisters that they have given us in history. Mariam, may Allah be pleased with her. Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. And other women of faith who pledged allegiance to try to get and follow the guidance of Almighty God Allah. The history is there. Use your iPhone. You go online and look up some real truth. Look up and see how long and how old they say Isa is. And how in that same period the Roman Catholic Church established his crucifixion of the word that he was bringing. And how a few hundred more years after that they went on to establish this sorry game, this scheme called Christianity, to emotionalize, castrate the people of faith and make them almost don't want God to come and save them from crying, begging, feeling guilty because they let the Son of God, astaghfirullah, die for their sins, and they know they are not going to stop sinning. We have a task to establish the good life of the Holy Quran. One step away from living the right life, or according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the book, the final book he left to humanity, find an example of how you men who are falling victim of the shaitan and fighting and killing each other, killing your neighbors. And here he shows you even burying your daughters. So you so-called brothers, be for real. Cut out all this selling your faith for a miserable price, which history shows that. Sell your own mama. Sell your brother. Sell your sister. Sell your children. Give them away. And history shows you even sacrifice some of them. You threw them off a mountaintop. You love this world so much. In the confusion that you have of rejecting clear guidance from Almighty God Allah over the history of the human family. But Allah has told us it's going to come to the end. This is the final revelation. This is the final opportunity to see once again before this world comes to an end as we know it. The model, good life that comes out of the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad and those who Allah had over every 100 years that he tells us in the translation that he has been raising one from among the people on this earth, all over this earth, so they may continue to have the opportunity to renew their faith and fast and remember their belief, purify their belief, have the opportunity to ask Allah to forgive them, and then ask Allah to bless us to not let it happen again once we establish a good life. Now, that's what America's about. Each Either you accept the bad life or no life. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead, my brother. Are you coming in?
No, I'm okay. You're okay. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. I was doing something else. Go ahead. Continue.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. So as we, inshallah, with a lot of help, support not the physical brother, but the spirit of Allah is sitting through him. The guidance is coming through him by Allah's permission to invite us, help set up the right way to go about inviting everybody back to the good life according to the Holy Quran hour. And hopefully it will help others rejoin what gave us life. See, the Bible didn't give us life. So easy we forget. The Quran ain't gave us no evil. I mean, gave us any life. Buddhism, all the other religions, they didn't wake us up. It was through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he gave us al-Islam. That's what we're supposed to have. We are obligation to. That's what we said when we took our shahada. That we want the good life so bad, Allah, that if you clean us up and give us the opportunity to establish what you have preferred for all of humanity for the last 1,400-something years, we can do it. We can do it. And with the help you have given us, how to take care of business in a society where people hated you and didn't want you to eat. But through your faith in Almighty God, Allah, you sold fish, you bought fish. You had people coming to our leadership and offering to sell us food, wood, metal, animals, farmland, anything we want. Allah sent people to give it to us while we was looking the other way. And as we turned around, we seen that it was even easier. And then we forgot all about Shaitan, who Allah said, your open enemy now, until the day of judgment, is going to be contesting you and deceiving you and making you think that you don't need nothing except your inspiration. Had your feet all off the ground, and you ain't even had a chance to even establish the foundation I told you to establish. The five pillars, the articles of faith, good manners, and follow the example of what's in his book, the Quran, and in the wisdom, in the uswa, and good moral character of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the good teaching. Imam W.D. Muhammad, our Mujahideen, whether we accept it or not. Why come our scholars don't come and tell us that they don't have any doubt of Imam Muhammad, even in the English translation, was a caller to faith, was a caller to the one God. Without a doubt, no one could contest what Allah was giving him to free the people who was in the drug alleys, the dope houses, the whore houses, the fornication houses, child abuse, wife abuse, spouse abuse, murder for money, murder for heart. Do you realize that Allah gave us the good life long time ago? We're just beginning to see it much better and how easy it really is to do just by following the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and quit trying to make Imam W. Muhammad responsible for sharing with you what he got from the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and told us over and over again, that's my leadership. That's what has made me successful in delivering this message to you first here in America, who need it more than anybody. Most confused people, and so much confusion waiting on us. Because y'all remember back in the day when there wasn't no homosexuality amongst the African slave in America? Now we got cities that brag about our black homosexuality, male and female. Now we the talk of the United States and the world of being black on black crime. Got one of the highest women abuse, child abuse, self abuse, who are not following the crime and like them problem, and they're struggling with it too. Because we could keep looking left, right, and behind us for guidance, knowing that it's all coming straight from us from the Quran. The Quran is the only thing that's in front of every human being on this earth day and night. The Quran is always in the future with the light on. The Quran don't have no backlight to it. It's not trying to show us how to go live in the past. It told us just study and use it as a research on why we should keep our eye on the light, our eye on the prize. And some of the other languages, it's clear translations have appeared by Allah's mercy to keep us focused on the good life, especially now in the last 7-8 weeks, the good life of the Holy Quran Owl. Don't let the past think that we need it to go to our future. It will hold us back. It will be like our anchor. If we just take the knowledge from it, quit calling ourselves black. We ain't never been black. Quit calling ourselves African-Americans. We ain't never been no African-Americans. Quit calling ourselves Muslim-Americans, Negro, nigger. All these names come from Shaitan in the world that's in the past. And they keep calling us by those names. And like they say in the old days, by George, they got us calling each other these names again. I remember in my showtime on Earth, we got away from calling each other nigger and negro. Every now and then, when we lose our control of anger, we would call us those names from the past that the enemy of human life used to call us and say we was worse than them. Now it's back to everyday language, you know. And we claim that we're not having racial images in our way of life of Al-Islam. But every time anybody hears talk, we would claim ourselves black, African-Americans, Muslim-Americans, you know. And then sometimes when we'd be really trying to emphasize the point, we'll use the word nigger to identify ourselves with. To people who we supposed to be doing dawah on. To people who we supposed to be giving the clear truth of how human beings love one another because we're all from the same soul. And we have to use the word like back in the day, I remember back in the 50s and the beginning of the 60s, far out of my heart was when I used to hear us call each other brother and sister. Brother and sister. Made the ignorant feel hope for a relationship that sounds like family life for the African-American in the North America. We knew we was on our path to the family life Almighty God Allah had created us to have. And like I said, damn, we ain't dropped that too. We don't even want family life. Brothers don't even want to call each other. Brother can't even remember the imam's cell phone number, and he's praying for him every day. The imam don't know maybe about 5-10% of those in his community who think like he do. He might know their number. But the new shahada, the new brothers and sisters just came in, or the new family just came in, they may or not, or may not, remember the number and call them and ask them how they doing. Is the masjid okay? Is the community treating you right? Is you having any problems? And and accepting and going to, what can I do? Who can I talk to? Who might be giving you a problem, and how to understand how easy you were created and how easy your life of how to live it was created by the same creator. And the world is watching us. The people who we are trying to tell to accept Al-Islam see us worser. And this is what I'm saying now, here in America. They see us worser than the Shiite, the Sunni, the Taliban. They even are accusing us of being terrorists. Remember, this is what I'm saying. This is how low our example of the good life coming from the Quran is imagined in their mind to where they have suspicion that we are lower than the ones who they know as Taliban's, Shiites fighting amongst themselves, Sunni Muslims fighting amongst themselves, fighting the Shiites. And they have the audacity to think our innocence is lower than that. They don't believe a word we saying because we have not, one, in their mind, became corrupt and go down for the material things of the world like they see other Muslims are doing. But they can still feel and see our innocence because it looks like we are not satisfied. We don't want nothing except the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. We don't want nothing that's going to deprive somebody else of something. They see that we have still in our hearts the good life that Allah has invited us to in this Holy Quran. The first time we started to learn that we was free in the city, like our example of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We seen that our mind was free like Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was exemplified. He said, I am free from all influences in creation because of my worship and my service to Almighty God Allah. And you, because I'm just a bachelor just like you, you can do the same thing. Your mind can be free. Your life can be free. Your body and your appetite can be free from every influence in creation. If you only have faith in what Allah has given you to believe in, the Quran, the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and he is the creator of all of it. That's what's in the good life of the Holy Quran that this program is intended to invite us to. Only we can go, and like Allah said, go ahead, yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Brother Muhammad. So I'm here. I'm here for notes. Listen, you're taking some notes. So alhamdulillah, and I'm here looking at my website that the brother just got one good page. It's called the landing page. Have you seen the website? Have you seen it, Muhammad?
Hold on, you said the website that you're developing.
Yes, have you seen it?
Well, you said it was just 20%. I want to catch it in its full magnitude because I have learned from my experience that when you look at something that is not complete, like Allah asked us to, you go to having second thoughts and things like that, and beaten with it by Shaitan, you know. And before you know it, you don't know what's going on at all. It's better to wait and get after you have edited everything. And first, when you become satisfied with what you offer in the law, then that's what I want to look at. Because I want to support you and your satisfaction. Yeah.
Yeah,
boy. But I heard enough. I heard enough. I have talked about it, though. And I have been told about it, yeah. I have been told more because when you listen, it's easy for you to keep it pure.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what people tell you, you know what I'm saying?
we're working on right now, content and organization, and I got a good brother helping, and I'm not going to divulge any names right now because I don't know if he wants me to do that right now, but a good brother helping me with the site and designing the site, and are you a part of MAVA, M-A-V-A? Are you a part of MAVA? Because Muhammad Sharif was talking about MAVA, and he was Air Force. I think you was Army, wasn't you? Because the reason I'm asking...
You said MARVA?
Is I want, no, it's not MARVA. It's Muslim
MARVA,
American,
right?
Veterans. Yeah.
I'm fully familiar with them, and I'm working with them indirectly, yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
But
so
also,
like,
remember, too, ever since the first chaplain in the United States Armed Service, which is currently Abdul Rashid Muhammad, and me being 15 years as a lay leader for the United States Army, I pretty well know most of the chaplains that's been in the Army since Chaplain Muhammad. He was the first one. And the workings of I know plenty of colonels, plenty of sergeant majors, and I talk to them every day in North Carolina and at Fort Bragg, Fort Stewart, right here at Fort Benning, Georgia. I'm very familiar, very, very familiar with the military veterans and the goals of the military soldiers.
So you say you have 15 years doing what in the military? Like you were describing your service in the military. You were saying, was 12 years or 15 years? Brother Muhammad? Okay. Let's see. Did we, the call drop? Are you still there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I had on mute again. I thought of respect. No, 15 years I worked for World Community of Islam, American Muslim Mission, all the names that we went through, for our community, and making sure that Muslims in the United States Armed Service, specifically the Army, have their Islamic rights.
Oh, okay. I have the Islamic rights. I see. Okay. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Because I've been getting input from not only Air Force, but a couple of brothers in the community from the Air Force. Well, Muhammad Sharif Air Force, another one of my friends, and Ted. Brother Ted, he's Air Force. And Brother Abdul Malik Safir out here, a very prominent brother, a prominent family out here in Los Angeles. He was Air Force, too, and I was asking him, I said, hey, man, you think that they would kind of like, in reaching out to the aerospace industry for support for our children. In other words, all these industries have kind of like a children's component, a children's thing. Like if you go to their website, they have little explanations for children, and stuff. You think they'd be prejudiced against them? They said, no. His brother said, no, brother. He said, don't even trip. He said, go to NASA because, that's what they're looking for, young minds and stuff to not so much do dirt and devilish, but just really reaching out to youngsters for a more wholesome life. And so, he was real excited about what we're doing, and I kind of liked that. I like his response really made me feel good, So we want to kind of like, that's another thing too. Not that being in the military make you a man, but more so than all this feminism and extreme. For the youngsters, seem like they're soft and they're gay and stuff like that, We want to try to get some examples of healthy man, of healthy, moral, upright, clean manhood. You know what I mean? That's what I want to do also with these children, because a lot of these boys are being raised by females in their home. A lot of women, and these little brothers. What he was saying that, because he works in the prison now, he's retired. Well, he's going to retire soon. He said a lot of them little guys, coming to the penitentiary, and they've been told that they cute, and June Poon, you cute, and stuff like that. Then they go to the prison, and the first thing they want to do is start lifting weights to try to look good, and they don't know, have no skills, they don't have no type of bead on life, what he got, his responsibility as a man, you know what I mean? If you impregnate a woman, what you gonna do? What you gonna run off from your kids, just walk off or whatever, you know? They have none of that. They just go up there, they work on their sculpture in their body, different weights, and doing something with their hair, because somebody told them all their life that you cute, all you gotta do is be cute. You know, this is what he was telling me, because he works in the prison, you know, and he's Air Force, been in the Air Force. And so we need to get some of all that.
Yeah, but
and a good understanding.
Let me
go ahead.
Yeah, two things. The first thing is, though, yes, I lived in Huntsville, Alabama, and I work kind of close to the Space Center there. And, man,
right,
most of the real fast aeronautic programs for children, they are like the foundational place for that. So if I was you, I would go online and then try to schedule a phone conversation with some of the people who are in charge of the space program for children. They're in Huntsville, Alabama, you know, and the Rocket City and all like that. And you could get a whole lot of support and ideas of what they're doing. And that might help expedite your efforts in that field. So that is one of the first space centers that was doing all that, you know, with the schools, you know, with the military children. They're right there stationed in Huntsville, Alabama, in Redstone Arsenal, you know. And I lived there for about 2 years. I have family been there all the time. And I was, matter of fact, in Huntsville when they first opened up Alabama A&M, you know. So that's how long I had family down. So, but that is a serious rocket program for children. They pay for so many people to come there every year, children, free trips to come there, free overnight stays, week stays, all kind of aeronautic programs for them to learn about space. So I'm pretty sure you would really love talking to them if you get a hold of them. Yes, sir. Yes, so I would advise you to get a hold of them, and they can help and support in whatever way you do. Even they have a free tours for you to bring children to once you get to that level, you know. Okay, then the other thing, what you were saying, again, since we know that the schemes of the shaitan only repeat themselves, just like the freedom from the schemes of the shaitan is how much we repeat the Quran and keep it out there in the atmosphere, you know. See, so we don't want to get bogged down on trying to tell our children not to be this, not be that. I mean, you know, we run around still calling each other dogs. But we know only words are going to change that, because we have the natural inclination of to yield to the word of Almighty God, Allah, especially if it is displayed in a proper way, you know, to where we don't have to waste a bunch of time. Because that's what Satan likes. He likes for us to talk so much about something that ain't got nothing to do with human morality and character, to where to our children and their intellect and all this false information around them, unknowingly it makes them begin to give it more attention that it deserves. You know, when the answer is what you're doing right now, the good life, the Holy Quran Hour, is one of the things you might want to start inviting all parents to let their kids listen to this program. One, because of the clear Muhammad school system trying to be revitalized, plus the aeronautic program, you know, to enhance and attract contemporary children, you know, who get to that point, you know, that we know that their mind is all up in the air, is all up in the space, is all in the internet, you know, it's out there. It'll be easy to catch a lot of them, like you were saying. So TikTok and other people, I guess, just told me making them floating in space, you know, because we have an example. What's that dude's name? Abdul Ghazali, you know, he was a very mystical Muslim brother. Good brother. You know, but he let Shaitan get him all involved in the wonder of nature when Allah had already told him, you know, and he became a floater, using that terminology, you know, became a floater, you know. So we don't want to have our children lost in space mentally and intellectually, you know, we haven't got them a home to live at yet, school to live at, you know, a world that protects them from all these influences that they will learn listening to this program, you know, the good life according to the Quran and Sunnah. Because the good life according to the Quran and Sunnah will show them how to be honorable researchers in the nature of space, you know, the nature of atmosphere and what's in them, you know, our molecules and all different gases, you know, and that will help them, inshallah, appreciate life here on Earth while we're here, you know, and they can use that how nitrogen feeds the ground so that we can have plants, you know, like Allah tells in the Quran, how the rain comes down, it brings all the nutrients to bring forth food and shelter and including our life, because we are dependent upon, you know, the elements of what comes down that neutralize and feeds the earth. And we can tell them, give them some good knowledge when we give them the knowledge of the inner space, you know, and how the outer space becomes a again a repetitious recycled life that Allah gives it to keep everything balanced, you know. So we want to keep our children on the ground and the fears that Shaitan has out here and everything like that. Yeah, we give us his proper attention, but that comes from why Esau said when he the comforter come, the counselor. So those are skills that we, while we're still young enough, and our children, the ones that are in their 50 years old, 40 years old, how important it is to really learn and get some documentation on how to counsel the human soul, the human heart, the human spirit, according to Quran Sunnah, that is being affected by the world and this false logic and this false psychology, which we'll deal with that. You know, we'll be able to discover them, what they already are born in, and as we show them how Allah did not create Steve, what do they call it, he, she, and Steve, you know. So when if we do have to address those things, are we going to address those things? Those are some, a lot of those things are things that imams need to be doing at Juma. Because those are problems of the, those are social problems of the community. And that's why Allah has set aside Juma.
See if you can repeat that, what you just said about what the imam should, you said the imam should be dealing with what?
Yeah, any problem dealing with the social life, the community life, the spiritual life, or any of the life that comes out of the Quran, that's what the imam is going to be doing at Juma. Because the Juma is the only time where Allah says that he addresses our needs, you know. And his facilitator, the imam or the khatib, whoever is doing that Juma, has to be in tune with his community. He has to be in tune with the threats of his community that's going on in the United States of America, using that as an example. You know, so that when Allah inspire him when he's studying for his Juma, that he'll come and give the first glorification to Almighty God Allah and make sure the children, because we're supposed to have our children there in the first place, and our children see how we give clear understanding and submission in the first khutbah, glorifying Allah, you know. And in that second part of that khutbah, is when we be strong enough. We have no doubt in our mind to explain the problems that we have in the community. Marriage, too many marital squabbles going on. Ignoring the community, you know, the selfishness that might be going on in the community. Allah will address all those things, you know. And so that our that burden, the imam who is in charge of praying for everything, will give the children the impression and the confirmation that what their parents are telling them is right.
Right, right.
You know.
Let me ask you something. Muhammad. Have you ever seen a rocket launch before? A rocket launch? Have you ever seen
one time, long time ago from Florida. I don't know what flight that was, because you know, I'm from Ohio, but I used to be down here most of my life when I was young too. you know, I think I've seen one or two space flights in my lifetime.
Oh, okay.
But they was all out of Florida, yeah.
I've never seen a rocket launch, and I've seen photographs and videos of how tall those rockets are. And Man, that Saturn
yeah.
V is 363 feet high. That's a football field.
Yes, sir.
Just the tip of it is where the command module is.
Right.
You know, they got the people, but the rest is few.
I've seen a lot of it when I lived in Huntsville, Alabama, like I was telling you. See, the base there is called Redstone Arsenal. And then right down the road from it is called, they call Rocket City, and the NASA Space Center right there. You know.
Right.
And it was a regular thing. Yeah, it was a regular thing. Just every day when I go, I used to drive the school bus. On Redstone Arsenal there, and that's all you see is rocket ships. All the rocket ships, you see all of them, all the one day
yeah.
and everything.
And I was thinking, if we could round up a whole lot of our children, if we had the money, and we could take our children on the bus.
Right.
Take our children on the bus, a long trip.
Man, they would love it.
In order to see a rocket launch. You know, and we can.
Oh man! Yeah.
Now, SpaceX got them in Boca Chica, Texas. Boca Chica, and in Texas, because he—that's where he been shooting his stuff off. But man, if we could get our kids for a trip, man, a Muslim, and have parents, and man, you know, we just need to use our imagination and use this great knowledge and the Allah gave us the Holy Quran and just a new way of life, man.
Took
us away from that.
I seen a night one, and you would be surprised how much. And I was in Hinesville, Georgia. I'm about 6 hours. But it lights up the whole. See where it lights up the whole state of Florida when they go on. You can see it just as clear as if you standing right there at the base almost, you know, and everything. So yeah, it's just very, very, very rewarding. But then again, you know, as you go along, so we got to get out of the habit of thinking that we have a money problem. We don't have a money problem. Our problem is unity on all levels, You know, not being a community, a legitimate. Documented. I got the ID in my pocket saying I am a citizen of the community of Imam W. Muhammad or whatever New Apple or whatever name a person agreed to be upon. You know, you had that in your pocket. You know, my religion is Al-Islam, so that whenever reason you get stopped by whatever authority be it, they never going in the candy store. You have the freedom to make people, once they see your ID, know that you already have your purpose here on life, to live the good life. According to the Quran and Sunnah, and you explain them, I don't obey any authority if it conflicts with my religion, but my religion doesn't conflict with any authority if it's right. You know, it's only when you're trying to do something discriminating, et cetera, is when you are infringing upon my rights given to me by the United States government, you know, which also... is based upon the Quran, the book that I believe in, you know, and the book that you believe in, you know, and the book that the Jews believe in. But also the people in those positions are not that naive that they don't know the difference between the three, you know. And they know the struggle every day that the renegade Jews and the renegade Christians are doing everything they can to keep from Al-Islam becoming a part of the advice and guidance of the fiber of the United States of America.
Praise be to Allah. Brother Rashad, you got something to say? Assalamu alaikum. Rashad, you still with us? I see you in the queue. Rashad, you got something?
No, I don't have anything to say. I'm just,
I know you're just
listening,
huh?
to the very good brother's talk and his ideas and your ideas, and I don't have anything to add, man. It's just I just wish we had more participation. That's really so that people can be a part of it.
Yeah. But don't be disheartened, brother. Inshallah, it'll come because, we got the Lord of the Worlds. The Lord of the Worlds at our back.
Get on him, Rashad. You tell him right that, and Allah said, I have already given you all you need. Not that he's going to send us no more. So those flyers, those advertisements in the religious section of your local newspaper, and the few dollars you might can pull together and put a good advertisement on the radio once a week, get on it, Rashad.
Alhamdulillah, Akbar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we can talk about doing that. Yeah, brother Muhammad and I. Brother Amin and I.
I would like to. The lady is telling us 90 seconds, but I sure would like to get a bunch of youngsters, man, and go and view a rocket launch, and we stay overnight or something.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Talk about tomorrow.
Okay, I'll pray for you
tomorrow.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Malik yawm al-din iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in ihdina as-siratal mustaqim siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin
amin. May Allah keep you safe tomorrow, y'all.
You too, brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.